All right, let's get started. We're looking now at the second chapter of the book Paul Law by Steve Currington. He lays out principles of biblical behavior modification. And so topic this evening is on God's system of management. Okay? And in this, we're essentially trying to understand how God created us, how He intended for us to function for Him. And so we've got a few passages to read. Alicia, if you could read Genesis 2:7. Garrison, if you could read John 4:24. Malia, if you could read Proverbs 20:27. I'll pick up Ecclesiastes 3:21. All right, go ahead. All right, Garrison, John 4:24. Spirit and truth. Amen. All right, Proverbs 20:27.
The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly.
All right, so we're talking about the spirit. All right, Alicia, if you could look up Romans 12:1. Garrison, if you could read up 1 Corinthians 6:15. I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 3:21. It says, "Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth?" Again, speaking of the spirit of man. Okay, Romans 12:1.
"I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, fully acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service."
Amen. All right, and Garrison, 1 Corinthians 6:15. Amen. All right, so we see in those different ones it's talking about our body, our soul, and our spirit. And so as we begin, we find that the story of the creation of mankind sheds light on how God created man to function. And so in Genesis 2:7, we see different phrases. First of all, we see that God formed man out of the dust of the ground. And that's referring to God's creation of our physical bodies, that He created them out of the dust of the earth, right? And that's why we say it, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Now, so we understand that He created a body for us to live in, right? But after He created man's physical body, we see that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And whenever we find the phrase, "God breathed," in the Bible, we understand that that always talks about a work of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And so in this we understand that God made this body that had no life in it, but God's Spirit was placed within man. God's Spirit came and created life within man. From the beginning, man's spirit was alive and it contained the life of God. But then we see finally that the conclusion that it says man became a living soul. And so the soul is collectively, we want to understand, it's made up of your mind, of your will, and your emotions. Okay? So your mind, it's what you think. Your will, it's what you want. And your emotions is what you feel. And so the soul is your personality. Okay? And so a fully functioning human being is made up of three parts in the image of God. And this is God's design for man. And so we want to examine these three parts of man and the way God designed them to function together. So, first off, we want to see our spirit. And the spirit is a part of man that communicates with God. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay? So God's intention at creation was to give direction to the spirit of man, and then for the spirit to rule over the soul and the body. Okay? And so, the function of the spirit of man was essentially to be the master. Okay? It's to rule over the soul or body. Master has the idea of having control or authority. You could also compare it to the employer. Okay? That basically, he would give, God's plan is to give directions to man's spirit, okay, and then the spirit then gives direction to the soul, which then lays out what the body is to do, okay? So we have the spirit, and what is the spirit supposed to be? What is his role? Communicate with God and... Yeah, so he's to be the master, right? Okay, so then next comes our soul. And so the soul is a part of man that God intended to take direction from the spirit. Okay, and so... so we understand... Our soul is the part that thinks, wants, and feels, right? And that's what it was created for, to create direction from the spirit, okay? And so, for man to fulfill God's purpose, God knew that we needed strong desires, proper thinking, and balanced feelings if he was to fulfill his purpose here on this earth, okay? He created us with mind, will, and emotions for a reason, because those are things we needed. We need to be able to think. We need to be able to choose. We need to be able to feel. Okay? Those were essential. But God's plan was, with this, is to have a certain way that it was to function. And he has kind of really the best way for it to function. Because the soul, like the ability to think, to want, to feel, those are good things. They allow us to figure out the best way to carry out the directives we receive in our spirit from the Spirit of God. So we want to think of it this way, that if the Spirit is the master or the employer, and it's getting its direction from the Holy Spirit, then the soul fills the role of a steward. Okay? We would otherwise think of that in the more the present term of the manager, okay? So you have someone that is running the company, but he gives direction to have things managed in a certain way, okay? So the soul is not the one that's supposed to make the most important decisions. Instead, his responsibility is to carry out the employer's wishes to the best of his ability. Okay? And so, what happens? The master, the employer, tells the manager, okay, this is what I want to see done. And then the manager says, okay, this is what he wants done. I'm going to carry this out. Okay? And so then that brings us to the body. And so we want to understand that the body, according to God's design, is to act as the servant. Okay? It's one who attends or waits on another. And so the best modern equivalent, we would say, would be an employee. And so the body is to work as an employee, carrying out the commands of the manager. Okay? Which is the soul. And it's doing what the employer, the spirit, instructs. And so these tasks are all carried out according to instructions. And so that's kind of how you think of it in that way, that God really is to be our owner, right? And He directs the employer, and then the master. And then the master tells the manager how things are to be directed, and then the body, which is a servant, the employee, takes it and fulfills it out. Okay? And so the spirit rules the soul and the soul manages the body. That's the way God wants it to work. That's God's system of management. Okay? And so the body then follows the will of God by following God's authority within man. Okay? And so just as a worker who disobeys orders to do what he thinks is right creates chaos in a business, for the body to dictate to the soul and spirit what to do violates God's order and brings sin and wrong behavior into life. That we would think about that. That just imagine, say, at McDonald's, right? If the person that is running the counter gives the orders to the people that own and operate the store. This is what you should do. And is that going to work right? Is that the proper function? No, it's totally backward. And for someone to try to take on that authority, we realize there's something wrong with that. And that's not acceptable. And so we want to really understand this is how the body is supposed to work. This is how God created us to function. Spirit rules over the soul. Soul manages the body. Okay? And so God's plan for His creation was that man would function as a spirit-led trichotomy. Tri having the idea of three parts, right? Okay, the spirit rules the soul instructs and manages the body. And this was the way Adam and Eve began in the Garden of Eden. Okay? And since Adam was functioning as God intended, God was able to instruct his spirit. He was able to commune with him. And so he began by telling Adam what he should do and what he should not do and what would happen if he failed to obey what God had commanded to his spirit. And so we understand that. He said, "You can eat of all the trees of the garden, but this one tree you shall not eat. The day that you will, you'll surely die." So he gave him consequences. He laid it out. And we know that he put him in the garden, and his job was to dress and to keep the garden, to look after it. And so God communicated with his spirit, and then the soul is then to yield to God's communicated will, using the mind, will, and emotions. And then the body receives that direction from the soul, and then carries out God's will. And that's the way that we're supposed to function. Right? But we realize, of course, and that's what we're going to get to, is that this whole system of management has been entirely disrupted by sin and the devil. And so we realize this is where we started, this is what we got to get back to. Okay? But we kind of need to know sort of a direction, okay? So now we have there some study questions. So I'll turn to those. So this is to kind of in review of what we've said. So after God created man's physical body, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And so whenever we find the phrase "God breathed" in the Bible, what is it talking about? Brought life, but the breath of God, when God breathes something, what is that? Right, but what, I guess, what part of God is it, is the breath having to do with? The spirit. Yeah, because that's actually something that in the Greek, the word for spirit is pneuma, and it's the same word for breath. Okay, so there's a connection there. All right, and so it's talking about a work of the Holy Spirit. So in this case, in creation, it was the Spirit of God entering into man to create life, so that man's spirit was alive and contained the life of God. So on your back page of your thing, it's got these study notes that you fill in, okay? Alright, so, like, and this is another thought too, is because when it talks about 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, right? It actually, literally, it says all scripture is God breathed, okay? And then you find in 2 Peter 1, verse 21, how it says, prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Okay, and so you see the connection of being God-breathed and the Spirit at work. Okay, and so it's the same idea that the Spirit is at work. Yes? Okay. Okay, well, this, it's talking about the work of the Holy Spirit. You can just write down the first first sentence. All right, and so that's the idea of what he's talking about. So there's a significance there that we don't want to just jump over and not realize there. But there's that idea of the Spirit at work, and that we are created with a Spirit, right, that is designed to communicate. Okay? That brings us to the second study question. So a full functioning human being is made up of three parts in the image of God. So what are those three parts? Yes?
Spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body. And that's the order that they have. And so what is, how is each of those three parts supposed to function in God's system of management?
The Spirit is supposed to be the master.
Yeah.
The soul is supposed to be the manager. And the body is supposed to be the servant.
Very good. Exactly right. So the Spirit communicates with God, functions as a master over the soul and the body. Okay? Our soul take direction from the Spirit and function as the manager of the body. Okay? And our body is to be managed by the soul and function as a servant. Okay? That the body is not supposed to be running the show, right? It's supposed to be the one that's in obedience, in submission to the mind, will, and emotions. Okay? And so this, we understand, is God's system of management, and this is how He wants us to function. Okay? So third, God's plan was for man to function as a Spirit-led trichotomy. What does function as a Spirit-led trichotomy really mean?
Spirit rules the soul, and the soul manages the body.
Yes, very much so. So God's Spirit communes with our spirit, which rules the soul, then instructs and manages the body so that the body carries out God's will. And that's what we want to, what we're striving for as we learn to walk with the Lord, is where we receive instruction from God's Spirit, and so that's through the reading of His Word, through prayer, through other different things as we seek Him. And then as we get direction from the Spirit, whether it be conviction, whether it just be kind of a prompting, that then we say, okay, this is something I have to do. And our our mind starts thinking of how we can fulfill God's will, our emotions get excited about wanting to do it, and we make that choice. Yes, this is what I want to do. And so then we say to our body, okay, let's put this into action. Let's do what God wants us to do, and knowing that it'll be a we'll be blessed for it. And so we want to understand that. So any questions or thoughts? Sorry. Yes. Do you guys remember last week's memory verse? First John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Right? Yes. Right, so that leaves us with next week's memory verse, Genesis 2:7, and this gives the whole idea of where we begin. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. All right. Any thoughts or questions? No? All right. Well, that ends our lesson for tonight.